Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Do you know what it means to be humble? Being humble or practicing humility means you don't go around thinking you're better than everyone else. You appreciate the smarts and skills of others. In today's tale, we'll meet a character who learns the importance of humility, even in the heat of competition. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Wiser Advisor. Versions of this tale come from Jewish and Persian folklore. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this tale, including Elaine Hendricks from the CW reboot of Dynasty, Devin McDowell from the feature film Annette, and Mark Pellegrino from Showtime's drama series, American Rust. So circle around, everyone, for The Wiser Advisor. Long, long ago, back in earlier times, there lived a queen. The queen had no daughters or sons, and her lack of children always tugged at her heart. But she did have a team of chefs to cook her royal meals, a crew of tailors to sew her royal garments, a cadre of cobblers to craft her royal shoes, and a group of advisors to make her royal decisions, or to help make her royal decisions anyway. You see, the queen was a very wise woman, but if she happened to encounter a question she couldn't answer or a problem she couldn't solve, she turned to her learned team of counselors for advice. The queen's chief advisor was a sage old man named Saul. The queen had known Saul ever since she was a princess, back when he advised her mother, the former queen. But Saul was growing more stooped and crinkly by the day, so it wasn't long before the aged fellow told the queen it was time for him to move on. The morning after Saul's retirement party, the queen's remaining advisors gathered in the palace study and celebrated.
At last, Saul is out of the picture.
He was always the queen's favorite, her mother's too.
But now her grace can choose one of us to take his place.
Not so fast. I'm just about positive she's going to choose me.
In your dreams, everyone knows she's going to choose me.
And it's obviously going to be me.
I deserve to be chosen because I know I'm the wisest one out of all three of us.
Friends! Friends! Please!
The advisors stopped their squabbling and stared at Zachariah. It was Zachariah's first week on the job, so he was the newest advisor in the group. And he had already decided he was the smartest advisor, too.
Look, you folks can quibble and quarrel as much as you want, but I can assure you the queen is going to choose me. Because let's face it, I'm not just the new guy around here. I'm the sharpest tool in the shed, the smartest cookie on the tray, the brightest bulb in the...
Bulb? What's a bulb?
Didn't you hear the narrator at the beginning? This story takes place long, long ago. Back in earlier times.
They haven't invented electricity yet.
Well, that just goes to show I'm ahead of my time. But my point is, with my super smarts, Her Majesty is bound to pick me. Just you wait.
And the advisors did wait. First a few days, then a few weeks, then a few months. Until, at last, the queen called them to her throne room and made an announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, saying goodbye to Saul wasn't easy for me. He was the wisest, shrewdest, most sensible man I have ever known. But I hope and trust that someone new can fill his shoes, which is why I have spent all these months devising a test.
The advisors clapped their hands.
Ooh, a test!
Like a brain teaser, Your Majesty?
Goodness knows we have plenty of brains to tease.
And I have more than all of you combined.
Zechariah flashed the queen a simpering smile.
Please, do continue, Your Majesty.
As I was saying, I'm issuing each of you a test. First thing tomorrow, I want you to leave the palace gates, venture out into the world, and bring me a very particular item. An item that has the power to make a happy person sad and a sad person happy.
The advisors leaned in closer. Zechariah leaned in closest of all.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Your Highness. But did you say the power to make a happy person sad and a sad person happy? You're looking for one item that can do both things?
I am, Zechariah. Say a person is feeling content and full of cheer. One look at this item and their heart will grow heavy and their joy will drain away. But if a person is feeling mournful and full of grief, they need only glance at this item and hope will rise in their soul and their sorrows will be a thing of the past. The person who finds this one item will be my new chief advisor.
The advisors spent the rest of the day scratching their heads and racking their brains.
I'm sorry, but what is up with the queen's test?
I know. An item that can make a happy person sad and a sad person happy.
I can't make heads or tails of it.
Oh, can't you now?
Zechariah puffed out his chest like a peacock.
Look, if you ask me, people...
We didn't ask you.
Whatever. But if you ask me, I say the queen's test is a piece of cake. Easy as pie. As simple as ABC.
Then he went striding out of the room with his head held high. When he got back to his chambers, however...
Oh, a piece of cake!
He sang a very different tune.
Easy as pie! As simple as ABC? What was I even talking about? I have no idea how to pass the Queen's test, but I'll figure something out. And when I do, they'll all be looking at the Queen's new right-hand man.
What will happen next? And can you think of an item that could make a happy person sad and a sad person happy? Our story continues after a quick break. Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today, our story is called The Wiser Advisor. Before the break, the queen issued a test to find her new chief advisor. She told her team of royal counselors they must bring her one item that could make a happy person sad and a sad person happy. So the next morning, the advisors embarked on their quest. The first advisor rambled out to the countryside, where she spotted a farmer harvesting corn. The advisor observed the farmer as he moved up and down the rows of corn stalks, picking the plump, healthy cobs and tossing them in his sack, and throwing away the icky cobs that had been ruined by maggots, mice, or mold. Suddenly, the advisor had an idea.
I've got it! Food! What if the queen is talking about food? After all, if you're feeling happy and excited about your next meal, and your food is all moldy and nibbled up, you'd be sad. But if you hadn't eaten in days, and you were all bummed and starving, and you saw some delicious fresh food, you'd be happy. Right?
So the advisor bought a bushel of corn from the farmer, then returned to the palace. Meanwhile, the second advisor went walking through the hills. When he reached the top of an especially steep knoll, he glanced toward the horizon and saw black storm clouds gathering. Moments later, the wind picked up, and great big raindrops came hurling down from the sky. As the advisor scrambled under a tree to take cover, a thought popped into his head.
Rain! What if the queen was talking about rain? After all, if you're happily having a picnic, or you're splashing around at a beach, a sudden fall of rain would definitely make you sad. But if you were in the middle of a drought, say, and raindrops began to fall, you'd be happy. Right?
So the advisor took off his hat, turned it over, and filled it up with rain. Then he returned to the palace. The third advisor, meanwhile, meandered to the marketplace, where peddlers were selling everything from pots to potatoes to pants. At one of the stalls, a man was dipping long white strings into hot wax to make candles. As the advisor watched the candle maker craft each candle and wick, something in her mind clicked.
Light! What if the queen is talking about light? After all, if you're sleeping in the dark and you're having a wonderful, happy dream, when the sun shines its morning light and wakes you up, you might be sad. But if you're afraid of the dark, then the rays of a newly dawning sun will fill you with joy. Right?
So the advisor bustled over to the candlemaker's stall, purchased a bag full of candles, and returned to the palace. Now, we've heard what the first three advisors did, but what about the queen's fourth and newest advisor, Zachariah? Well, it just so happens that Zachariah was beside himself. After boasting to his fellow counselors how easily he could solve the queen's challenge, he found himself staggering through the city in desperation.
An item that can make a happy person sad, and a sad person happy. An item that can make a happy person sad, and a sad person happy. How am I supposed to find an item that can make a happy person sad and a sad person happy?
After wandering for hours, Zachariah wound up in a quiet part of town, where the rickety wooden houses were no bigger than one of the palace's broom closets. In front of one of those houses, Zachariah spied a young girl standing behind a little table. On the table were trays and baskets filled with inexpensive trinkets. Beaded necklaces, brass cufflinks, rings made of tarnished bronze. As people in patched and faded clothing scurried past, eager to get home to their humble dinners, the girl called out,
"Jewelry for sale! Homemade jewelry for sale!"
Zachariah waited for someone to stop and buy some jewelry, or at least pause and browse the poor girl's wares, but no one did. Then, suddenly, the girl caught sight of Zachariah.
"Excuse me, sir. Would you like to buy some jewelry?"
Frustrated and exhausted from the day, Zachariah gave the girl a shrug.
"I'm not sure jewelry is what I'm looking for right now."
"That's okay. But will you at least take a look, then? You see, when my mother and father got too sick to work, I decided I would get myself a job. I always enjoyed making jewelry, so I set up this business. My parents are gone now, so it's just me and my shop, but..."
The girl stopped short. She peered at Zachariah with a furrowed brow.
"I'm sorry, sir. Pardon me for saying it, but you look miserable. Truly down in the dumps. What's the problem?"
Without knowing quite why, Zachariah broke down and told the girl everything. How he had just joined the queen's team of royal advisors and wanted more than anything to become her new chief.
"But I can't become her new chief unless I ace this silly test of hers. She wants us to bring an item that can make a happy person sad and a sad person happy. Pretty crazy, right?"
The girl gave Zachariah a long look.
"Actually, sir, it's not crazy at all. Wait right here."
Before Zachariah knew what was happening, the girl whirled around and raced into her house. When she came out again, in her hand was a sharp little tool.
"This is a tool I use to engrave my jewelry. I can write names, numbers, whole sentences if I wanted to."
Zachariah watched as the girl fished through the tray of bronze rings. She picked a ring that was just about his size. Then she set about engraving it, focusing closely as she etched and inscribed.
"All right. Okay.
The girl held the ring up toward the setting sun.
Perfect!
Then she dropped the ring into a paper bag and handed it to Zachariah.
Give this to the queen. I think it's exactly what she's looking for.
Without a moment to lose, Zachariah darted back to the palace. He had no idea what the girl had engraved on the ring, but he hoped it was enough to satisfy the queen. By the time Zachariah dashed into the throne room, the other advisors were already proudly displaying their items to the queen.
Food. And rain. And light. Oh. These are all admirable guesses, friends. But I'm afraid none of them are what I was looking for.
As the queen gave her advisors a shrug, she spied Zachariah in the doorway.
Zachariah, you're just in time. Everyone was showing me the item they brought. Where's yours?
It is here, Your Majesty.
Zachariah held out the paper bag. The queen reached inside.
A bronze ring?
Yes, Your Highness, but please take a closer look.
The queen held the ring up to the light and squinted her eyes. She was silent for a moment. And then she began to laugh. The advisors looked on in confusion.
What does it say, Your Majesty?
What does the ring say?
Please tell us.
The queen collected herself, then held the tarnished bronze ring up for all to read. Inscribed on it was one simple sentence.
This too shall pass.
In other words, nothing is permanent. No matter how happy you are today, or rich or powerful, tomorrow you could become sad, or penniless, or weak. And if today you're full of sorrow, or drowning in debt, or plagued by loneliness, tomorrow you could be full of joy, flush with riches, or surrounded by friends. Whatever this is, happiness or sadness, this too shall pass.
Zachariah, you've done it. You've passed the test. From now on, I am honored to call you my chief advisor.
The queen held out her hand. To her surprise, Zachariah didn't take it.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty, but it isn't I who should become your chief advisor.
It isn't?
No. You see, the ring wasn't my idea. It was actually
mine.
Everyone turned their heads toward the door. And who should they see standing in the towering entryway but the young jewelry maker? She crossed one foot behind the other and gave a little curtsy.
It's an honor to meet you, Your Majesty.
No, no, my dear.
The queen's face broke into a grin.
The honor is all mine.
So that's the story of how the queen got a new chief advisor and, at last, a daughter. And the wise pair lived the rest of their days remembering that in the blink of an eye, joy could become grief, and grief could become joy. Just like that. Now it's your turn. If it really is true that this too shall pass, then it could be really important to live in the moment and appreciate where and how we are right now. As soon as you're done listening to this Circle Round episode, think about how you're feeling. Look inside and focus on what you feel. Are you feeling joyful? Hungry? Super eager to listen to another episode? Whatever it is, either write it down or draw a picture. Then tonight, before you go to bed, focus on what you're feeling then. Write it down or draw a picture and compare it with what you wrote or drew earlier in the day. Is it the same? Is it different? If it's different, well, then there you go. This too shall pass. This This week's story, The Wiser Advisor, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by our supervising producer, Amory Sievertson. Eric Shimalonis does all of our original music and sound design. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, so you can color while you listen. Grown-ups, you can find our coloring pages on our website, wbur.org/circleround. While you're there, you can also click a link to get your own Circle Round swag, including our soundtrack, coloring book, and kid-sized t-shirt. Special thanks to this week's actors, Anthony Palmini, Jessica Rao, Dawn Ursula, Elaine Hendricks, Mark Pellegrino, and Devin McDowell. Elaine Hendricks stars in the CW reboot of Dynasty. You grown-ups may also know her from Disney's The Parent Trap. Mark Pellegrino has appeared in such shows as Lost and Supernatural and can currently be seen in American Rust on Showtime. And Devin McDowell plays the title character in the feature film Annette, available on Amazon Prime Video. This week's featured instrument was the harpsichord. You can learn more about this early keyboard instrument and see a photo on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. Want to help us spread the Circle Round word? Please give us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app and tell your friends to subscribe to the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
My name is Charlotte, and I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. And my favorite Circle Round episode is The Laughing Canoe. I like the part when the canoe swallows half of the fish.
Hi, this is Daphne. I live in Columbus. My favorite Circle Round story is Getting Skunked, because I like when the giant turns skunk into the way he is today.
My name is Sally. I live in Bozeman, Montana. My favorite Circle Round story is Mountain Guardian. I like the part when the coins drop in the basket.
My name is Agnes, and I live in Arkansas. My two favorite Circle Rounds is The Fire on the Other Side and The Counting Crocodiles.
Hi, my name is Luna, and we live in Brooklyn, New York. And my favorite story is Stella and the Dragon. And my favorite part is when Stella gets all the gold from the dragon.
My name is Obi, and I live in Placer, Kansas. And my favorite episode is The 100 Rooms.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround, or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.